Blog Talk Radio.
1, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with me again and having, you know, a little break here, but now I am back to bring you a great topic today. Again, today is June 10th, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Years, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're just tuning in, the number here at Doc Talk is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. You can also reach me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com. as well as you can reach me by contacting my office at 313-897-7257 and also go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. So good morning to everyone again. Good to be back on the air. Needed a little break for, you know, personal reasons and all that good stuff. But again, I am glad to be back on the air with you. Today, in honor of Men's Health Month, I am going to be doing what I think is a great topic. I'm going to be doing preventing testicular cancer. This is something that a lot of folks don't talk about, but it is very, very important to make mention to it. So I thought I would dedicate today's show to that, as it is Men's Health Month. So guys, if you are listening in, call your brothers, your uncles, your dads, your sons, that special person in your life, and also women, if you're listening, get the information for your husbands and boyfriends and sons and uncles and nephews and all these kind of folks to make sure that they get this great information. Again, the number is 347-426-3469 here at Doc Talk. Some of the things I'll be talking about, of course, are some of the symptoms, some of the contributing factors, and how that you do acquire it, and then, of course, how to prevent it and natural ways of dealing with it. And also teaching you how to do a testicular self-examination. So that's going to be something very important that I'll be sharing with you at the end of the show. So if you can, hang out with me all hour long, please do so. And if you can't, please go back and listen to the show via archive. I think you will enjoy it. Again, talking about preventing testicular cancer. This is any type of cancer, we want to prevent it. But, of course, it is Men's Health Month. So this is especially for the guys out there. All righty here. Also coming up at the halfway point in the show, I'll get into the lab specials for the month of June very briefly, so stay tuned for those if you can. And if you can't, again, please go back and listen to the show via archive. Now, I got some notes here from the engineers indicating that they were having some audio issues, so I hope I am coming through loud and clear and that we're not having too many technical difficulties. I hope everything is very audible for you. If not, if you know how to contact me directly, please do so. And if not, please be patient. I think they're working it out. So, all righty, folks, let's get rolling right on into the show. We are just about at 3 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. here in Michigan. So let's take care of the housekeeping very briefly, saying good morning to everyone. Hope all is well with everyone, students, patients, friends, family, loved ones, all you folks out there listening. Good morning to you, and thank you for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out with me. I see you on my switchboard, so good morning to all of my callers. Appreciate that so much as I'm talking about preventing testicular cancer today. All righty, let's go right on into this and get rolling, folks, here. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, or recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. You always want to see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or you need guidance regarding your health, and always factor in that individual results are going to vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. That would be me. All righty, folks. Again, thanks so much for hanging out with me today, talking about preventing testicular cancer. This is something I'll go into my overview really quickly here as soon as I move all my little notes. As you can imagine, I was a little rusty today, haven't been off the air almost a month. Goodness gracious, I don't know what I'm doing. My God, but I think I can work it out. I think I can do it. Anyway, let's get into this overview very briefly because I want to just kind of set the stage for you to understand exactly what's going on as it relates to testicular cancer. I'll share, of course, with you some of the causes, some of the symptoms, things to look out for, as well as I mentioned a moment ago, teaching you how to do a testicular self-examination. And this is going to be the same for men as what women do as far as a breast self-exam. So this is something you can do at home, privacy, easy, going to be that first detection to see if there's something going on. So this is going to be very important for you. And I'll instruct you on how to do that coming up a little bit later in the show. So let's start really quickly here because, you know, I got things to do, places to go, people to see today. And let's make this happen here. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk talking about preventing testicular cancer. And again, this is a great show. Of course, it's Men's Health Month. So for all the important men in your life, your dads, your sons, your brothers, your uncles, your spouses, your whomever, this is going to be some great information to share. And of course, if you're listening to it and you know someone that can't listen to it, have them go back and listen to it via archive. And that way we can get that information to them. All right, so let me give you this little overview here, and I'm going to try to break this down very briefly for you. Testicular cancer, it occurs in the testicles, also known as your testes, which are located inside the scrotum, and that's that loose bag of skin underneath the penis. Now, the testicles produce your male sex hormones and sperm for reproduction. Compared with other types of cancer, testicular cancer is very rare. But testicular cancer is the most common cancer in American males between the ages of 15 and 35. Now, if you're listening saying, well, I'm 40, I'm good. Well, that's not true because you still have testicles. So let's not take that approach saying, well, I'm past that age limit. This can strike you at any age, but it's usually more common between that age range of 15 and 35, okay? Testicular cancer is highly treatable. Even when the cancer has spread beyond the testicles, and I'll get into that a little bit as I go into the show also. And depending on the type and stage of the testicular cancer, you may receive one of several treatments or a combination of things. It's going to depend on your physician. So regular testicular self-examinations can help identify these growths early when the chance of successful treatment of testicular cancer is the highest. So this is just a little overview just to kind of set the stage for you because I'm going to go right into the signs and symptoms and all that good stuff, the causes. I'll start with that. But now that you know, just giving you that basic anatomy class of testicles, scrotum, things of that nature, penis, this is all in that male reproductive area. If you've got sensitive little virgin ears, I'm so sorry. But I talk in adult language, so we're not going to talk goo-goo gaga here. We're not going to be saying pee-pee and all this foolishness. These are actual parts of the male anatomy, so I need all of us to understand exactly what's going on. If you have a teenager, you've got a son. I have a 13-year-old. Now, of course, I talk to them just like they're clinical professionals, but that's me. if you've got a son or a grandson, you need to talk to these individuals in adult language so they're getting accurate knowledge as opposed to what they might hear on TV or friends or from some other source that's not as informed or as thorough as it needs to be, okay, particularly when we're talking about cancer. All righty here. So let's go right on into this. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Good morning to everyone that's hopped on into the switchboard and just filled it up for me. I see all of you. I just love you folks. You guys are just little peaches. Good morning to all of you. Hope you are enjoying the show thus far as I am talking about preventing testicular cancer. All right, again, testicular cancer. This is cancer that starts in the testicles. This is the male reproductive gland located in the scrotum, okay? Some of the causes. The exact cause of testicular cancer is really unknown because there's so many variables. Factors that may increase a man's risk of developing testicular cancer increase if he has one or more of the following, okay? Abnormal testicle development, exposure to certain chemicals. This is also your recreational drugs. This is alcohol. This is if you work in an environment where there's a lot of chemicals, you're going to be at a greater risk than the average person that does not have this exposure. If you have a family history of testicular cancer, HIV infection, a history of testicular cancer yourself, all right? And also, if you have a history of undescended testicles, now what that is, I know you're like, what the heck was that? What that is, this is one or both testicles fail to move into the scrotum before birth. So now we've got these testicles that have not descended into the sac, and this could be an issue. Again, testicular cancer is the most common cancer in men between the ages of 15 and 35, but it can occur in older men, in rare cases in younger boys. So that's why I said it's so important to get this knowledge and to know exactly what's going on as far as the male health. Now, I'm going to interject this really quickly, because here in Michigan, we've got some thunderstorms moving in. And it just went from sunny at 10 o'clock to super cloudy. And I'm hearing thunder. So I am in hopes that I don't develop any more additional audio issues or technical issues. So let's see if it'll hold off for the next 40-ish minutes. Because I'm like, what? I don't play with the elements. You know, I don't do that now. But anywho, let me get to talking here. Preventing testicular cancer. Oh, boy. Anywho, another fact regarding testicular cancer is African American and Asian American men develop this type of cancer less than Caucasian men. So we don't want anyone to have this issue, but this is just a little known fact about that. And, of course, another fact is there is no link between a vasectomy and testicular cancer. So if you've had a vasectomy or if you're thinking about getting one, then that should put your mind at ease regarding that, okay? Now, let me break this down very briefly. I'm not going to get too technical with you, but I do want to enlighten and inform you as this topic is concerned. There are two main types of testicular cancer. We have our seminomas and our non-seminomas. And let me break those down here. Again, seminomas and non-seminomas. These cancers grow from germ cells, the cells that make sperm. Okay. Now, so your seminoma, the first one, this is a slow-growing form of testicular cancer, usually found in men in their 30s and 40s. The cancer is usually just in the testes, but it can spread to the lymph nodes. And now these seminomas are very sensitive to radiation therapy, so understand that, okay? Now then we have our non-seminomas. This more common type of testicular cancer tends to grow more quickly than a seminoma. So it just depends on what you've been diagnosed. You know, again, talk to your practitioner, see what the diagnosis is, find out what's going on, see which type of cancer that they are referring to as it relates to your health. And again, I don't want to be too technical because I don't want to run out of time, particularly if I'm going to lose some power here. But I want to make sure we at least know that there are two types of cancers and some of the causes associated with those. And again, those causes I'll repeat. How about that? Repeat very briefly. Abnormal testicle development, exposure to certain chemicals, that family history of this type of cancer, HIV infection, your own personal history of testicular cancer, and then that history of the undescended testicle. All right, these are some of the more common causes associated with developing these two types of cancers. Now, some of the things I want you to be mindful of as we are talking about testicular cancer are some of the symptoms. Now, I'm going to do this very briefly here, and then I'll talk about, this is still part of my overview, believe it or not. Then I'll go into the symptoms and signs a little bit more in depth, and then I'll get into the testicular self-exam to close out the show. So if you're just tuning in, talking about preventing testicular cancer, the number here is 347-426-3469. Just real quickly, some of your symptoms, and I'm going to get into these a little bit more in depth in a second here. There may be no symptoms, believe it or not. If there are symptoms, they may include that discomfort or pain in the testicle. I mean, that's an obvious thing. Most men, you're listening, you're like, oh, yeah. When you feel a pain in this area, you're like, something's not right, and you want to check it out. That's very intelligent of you. So that discomfort or pain in the testicle or a feeling of heaviness in the scrotum, pain in your back or your lower abdomen. You might have an enlarged testicle or a change in the way that it feels to you. Believe it or not, you might have excess amount of breast tissue. However, this can occur normally in adolescent boys who do not have testicular cancer, so I want you to keep that in mind. Also, you may have a lump or swelling in either testicle. So symptoms in other body parts, you know, such as your lung, abdomen, pelvis, back, or your brain may also occur if the cancer has spread outside the testicles. So this is very serious. As you're listening, you understand that, okay, wait, it started out in the testicles, but it can spread to other major organs in the body. So it's very important to be mindful of your health, as I always tell you, and just to check things out. And again, I'm going to instruct you on how to do a self-testicular exam a little bit later in the show. And this is something that I encourage everyone to do. Don't be, you know, squeamish about it or embarrassed. This is your body. I'm not saying going out and having other people do it for you. This is something that you can do in the privacy of your own home to find out if you have something so life-threatening as testicular cancer. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. It is pouring down, raining, folks. I mean, it is a humdinger out here. Okay, here, talking about preventing testicular cancer. Woo, all righty. I love it, though. It's a beautiful thing. I love water. Absolutely spectacular. All right, some of the exams very quickly, and again, I'm going to go into this in a little bit more detail in a moment here. A physical examination typically reveals that firm lump or that mass in one or both of the testicles. When your healthcare provider holds a flashlight up to the scrotum, the light does not pass through the lump. So this is something, of course, I know if you've ever had any type of exam, you know how it goes, guys. But this is something that your healthcare provider is looking for. So if you're like myself, now my family, they ask me to do all kinds of things to them, of course, from a healthcare standpoint. And I have no issues with it because I want to make sure they're healthy. So if you are comfortable with doing this, then, hey, by all means, check it out. I'd rather you do this than have the lump and not do it, okay? Some of the other tests include abdominal or a pelvic CT scan just to see what's going on there. Again, this type of cancer can spread. You might do blood tests. Again, I'm always doing labs on folks, these blood tests for tumor markers. You could do, one of them is called an AFP, Alpha Frank Paul. This represents alpha fetoprotein, excuse me. Then you can also get a beta HCG, your chorionic gonadotropin. That's what that stands for. I know you're like, okay, Dr. Stevens, we're going too far. And then we can do another test for lactic dehydrogenase. This is your LDH test. So there are several blood tests out there for tumor markers. You can also get a chest x-ray done, as well as an ultrasound of the scrotum. So there's various tests out there that your healthcare provider might want to perform on you. These are all normal because we have to determine exactly what's going on with you. So if you suspect something, you've done your self-exam yourself and you feel like, say, something's going on, I'm going to encourage you to go in, do your lab specimen also, because then while you're getting your labs done, your healthcare provider should be doing the physical exam on you. And that's just more knowledge right off the bat as opposed to not getting blood work done, not getting the exam, and not examining yourself. So these are three things that you can do right off the bat very early on. And again, early detection is going to be the key to a successful outcome. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here. We are about at 20-ish minutes after the hour, cruising on up to the halfway point in the show. I am closing out the overview here very briefly, and then I'll get into, in more detail, the signs and symptoms, and then I'll break down that testicular self-examination for you coming up a little bit later on in the show. All righty here. Let me talk about this, the treatment, very briefly. That's going to depend on the type of testicular tumor as well as the stage of the tumor. And once cancer is found, the first step is to determine the type of cancer cell by examining it under a microscope. And I broke those two types down for you a moment ago. The cells can be that seminoma or the non-seminoma, or, believe it or not, both. You could have both cells. So this is why it's so important for you to go and get this checked out. Then the next step is to determine how far the cancer has spread to other parts of the body. And this is called staging. Stage one cancer has not spread beyond the testicle. Okay. Stage two, the cancer has spread to lymph nodes in the abdomen. All right, because again, this is your groin area, so this is just a logical area to descend to, because it's such close proximity, all right? So then stage three cancer has spread beyond the lymph nodes in the abdomen. It could be as far as your liver, your lungs, or your brain, as I mentioned before. So ideally, we don't want to have this in the first place. And if you don't know how to prevent cancer of any type, go back and listen to my shows regarding cancer prevention. I've got tons of them out there in the archives, so please go back and check that out so you don't develop cancer in any area of the body. But cancer prevention, the information on that show and in the archives is for cancer prevention in the entire body. So guys, go back and listen to that show if you haven't. Again, we don't want cancer in any form or in any stage, but it's always great to get in there and make sure you get the staging taken care of so you know exactly where you're at in this process. Now, of course, there's always treatments that are recommended, and that's going to depend on so many factors. Of course, the stage one, as well as your type of cancer cells that you're dealing with. The treatment could be anything from surgical treatment, which is actually going to remove the testicle. I know, that's not fun, guys. I know, we don't want that now. And it also removes nearby lymph nodes, so this is very important. This is usually performed in the case of both your seminoma and your non-seminoma cancer cells. You could also opt for radiation therapy using high dose of x-rays or other high-energy rays. They may be used after surgery to prevent the tumor from returning. And radiation therapy is usually only used for treating your seminoma's cancer cells. And then we might have chemotherapy, which uses drugs to kill cancer cells. Oh, excuse me. I said cancer cells, didn't I? How about cancer cells, folks? This treatment has greatly improved survival for patients with both seminomas as well as non-seminomas and your cancer cells. So as you're listening, It's definitely something that you don't want to experience, okay? But it's also something that you want to catch early on. The survival rate for men with early stage seminomas, the least aggressive type of testicular cancer, is greater than 95%. That's a high percentile, folks. The disease-free survival rate for stage 2 and stage 3 cancers is slightly lower depending on the size of the tumor and when treatment begins. Some of the complications associated with testicular cancer, they're going to vary. Because the testicular cancer may spread to other parts of the body. So the most common sites include, again, your abdomen, your lungs, the area near the kidneys, behind the other organs in the belly, the spine. And some of the complications of surgery can include bleeding and infection after surgery, infertility. This is a reality, folks. And also, if you think you may want to have children in the future, ask your doctor about methods to save your sperm for use at a later date. Now, I know this is like, wait a second. If you have to have your testicles removed, folks, I mean, this is a reality for some people, and you know it ahead of time and you still have not had children, talk to your physician about saving your sperm to use at a later date. I mean, hey. At least you know it's going to be your sperm, okay, and these are going to be your children. You know, there's always so many options. They might not be the option of choice, and they might sound a little unorthodox, but that's how life is. You never know what hand you're going to be dealt, and things evolve and change before you can blink, and you've got to be able to roll with the punches. So this is one of those instances, if you're dealing with testicular cancer, you might not be able to continue to hold on to your testicles. And so this might be one of the ways, if you are interested in having children, to still accomplish that goal. All right? All righty. When to contact that medical professional. You call that healthcare provider if you have any of those symptoms that I mentioned very briefly or the ones that I'm going to go into in full detail in a moment. Prevention. I cannot stress that enough for you. This is the key to just overall health conditions, making sure you don't get it in the first place. You know, I always stress to you that time is something you don't get back. So when you're wasting time, not taking care of yourself, not doing what you're supposed to do because you think you're young, you don't have a family history of it, you don't have any symptoms, you'll work on that when you get to a certain stage in life. This is not the most intelligent approach to take because things can happen to you any moment, and that breakdown occurs, and then it's like, okay, now what do I do? So let's make sure that we all have prevention in the mix, eating right, exercising, getting the proper amount of sleep, low stress, all these different things. I'm a proponent, a big advocate. You guys know my mantra for life is being happy and healthy. This is so crucial, making sure that you don't have the development of cancer cells in the body, because when you are unhealthy and unhappy, this is a breeding ground for disease and issues such as cancer. So make sure that we have a huge focus on prevention, and that's going to include all the things that I just mentioned. And another thing, performing that testicular self-examination, that's a big part of prevention as well. And so I'm going to be telling you about that in a few short minutes. But in the meantime, let's take a look at that little clock there. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about preventing testicular cancer. And if you're just tuning in, thank you so much. Good morning to you. Let's take a few minutes just to go into the halftime information real briefly. Then in the second half of the show, I will get into more in-depth information regarding the symptoms and signs associated with testicular cancer, as well as that testicular self-examination. You know, I don't think I said testicular so much in my lifetime than I've done on this show today. Whew, what a mouthful. But anywho, stay tuned with me for the second half of the show as we'll get into those things. And if you're just tuning in right now, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number here is 347-426-3469, and you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and you can also contact me here in my office at 313-897-7257, as well as you can go to my website and check out information at www.drruthlstevens.com. Okie dokie, folks. Let me do this really briefly here because I totally just forgot I just had a thought, and it's like, what were you about to say? I don't know. Anyway, let's go into the lab special. Duh. For the month of June. Oh, I know what it was. Let me write myself a note here. Hello, I've got a brain. The lab specials for the month of June, of course, going to be doing. This is one that I do annually, and there's a lab special at the end of the year, but this is one I'm going to do right now, and that is my complete wellness profile. I'm going to incorporate the vitamin D along with that. That's a great one as far as your bone health and things of that nature. I'm going to include both of those in one lab special for the month, and both of those you can get at the rate of $145. A complete wellness profile will check your glucose, your thyroid health, your liver health, your kidney health. Your bones and minerals, fluid and electrolytes, as well as it's a full lipid panel so I can see what your cholesterol health is looking like. And for guys out there, in just a little tip for you, as far as your cardiovascular health, this is synonymous with your sexual health. Usually when you have high cholesterol and issues as far as your cardiovascular health is concerned, you're usually going to have some type of health as far as your sexual health. Erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, you're going to start experiencing these things when you have cardiovascular issues. So this is a great lab to find out exactly what your numbers are. And again, I talked about some of these blood tests earlier that relate to finding out if you have cancer developing in your body. You're testing for cancer markers. So contact me for this lab special for the month. That, again, is at the rate of $145. And no, you don't have to be in Michigan. If you are underinsured or not insured at all, that's okay too. I can definitely take care of you as far as that's concerned. Just call my office at 313-897-7257 to schedule your lab services or to find out more information about that. And, of course, the always ongoing hair tissue mineral analysis. This is a great lab. That a sample of your hair is sent to the lab. When it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient levels, what you have too much of or too little of, as well as I talked about chemicals being one of the factors for testicular cancer. This will show me your levels of lead and aluminum and mercury and arsenic. So important. We're all exposed to them in our day-to-day life, but when they start accumulating in the body, we're going to have some issues. So the hair tissue analysis is a great lab, and this is a cumulative. It shows me what's been going on in your body 9 months to a year prior. So between this and then your blood work, you're going to give me a great snapshot as to exactly where you're at. All right, and that's always at the rate of $85. All right, and again, nope, you don't have to be in Michigan to take advantage of any of the lab specials or my services. You can just contact my office at 313-897-7257, and you can get more information or to place your lab directly. You can do that Visa or MasterCard, believe it or not, right over the phone. It is secure. You can do it. You can trust me. I won't go out and buy shoes with your information. I swear I won't do it. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at DocTalk. Just one more little thing that I'll make mention to. Of course, you've probably noticed that I haven't been on the air for almost a month now, just short of a month here since May 13th. I'm going to be evolving and changing some things as far as DocTalk is concerned. So I'm thinking of just changing the frequency of the show. So stay tuned for that. But coming up next month is my fifth anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'll be sharing some information regarding that as well with you in the days to come. So mark your calendars. My anniversary is July 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look on my switchboard. Oh, see, I was an Applehead. I was an absolute Applehead. Yes, it is July 21st. Hello, I've got a brain. So that's my actual anniversary. I must be hungry. I think I better get my fruit shake going here. I don't know what the deal is. So stay tuned for information regarding the anniversary show. Again, it's going to be my fifth year here on Blog Talk Radio. So you've got all the information. You are informed. So let's get back to the topic at hand, talking about preventing testicular cancer. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Now we are into the second half of the show. And I mentioned briefly in the first half just some things regarding some of the symptoms, but I really, really want to go into the symptoms a little bit more just to make sure that we understand exactly what's going on. And something that I wanted to mention very briefly here also is I had some technical difficulties and the chat room was not up and running. So I've been trying to get it up and running. And I don't know, I'm still having some challenges here, folks. So I apologize for those that were trying to listen via chat room. I'm still trying to get it going. This is going to be my last attempt because we're in the second half of the show. It looks like it's kind of doing something. I don't know what it's doing, but we'll see. But I'm going to keep it rolling here. If you are able to get in there and you can see what's going on, that's a great thing. But if you cannot, I apologize for that. I was forewarned that there were some audio issues, but I suspect there's probably some technical issues as well. So I apologize for everyone out there that has been attempting to get into the chat room. It's not up and running just yet, folks. So sorry. I know you like to chat. Blah, blah, blah. All right, let's talk about these signs and symptoms here a little bit more in detail, okay? Because I really want to make sure that you understand what's going on as far as testicular cancer is concerned, okay? All right. Oh, my chat room just popped up, folks. How about that? Hey, there is a God. How about that? All right, so go on, chat amongst yourselves. I will check back periodically just to make sure everything is up and running. Thank you so much for that blog talk. That's a beautiful thing. All righty here. So let me share this with you. I mean, I told you some of the things as far as signs and symptoms. The first sign of testicular cancer is often that enlargement of the testicle. Sorry about the first responders in the background, folks. That enlargement of the testicle or a small lump or area of hardness on the testicle. An increase in size or a lump may also be caused by the following non-cancerous conditions. So I want to make sure you can decipher certain things that are going on in your anatomy, okay? You could have a cyst called a spermatocele that develops in your epididymis. I know you're like, oh boy. The epididymis is that small organ attached to the testicle that is made up of these coiled tubes that carry sperm away from the testicles. So you could have a cyst in this area, and this could be non-cancerous. You could also have an enlargement of a blood vessel from one of your testicles, okay? You could have a buildup of fluid in the membrane around the testicle. And all you could also have an opening in the abdominal muscle called a hernia. And this is something that I think a lot of men are familiar with. So these are non-cancerous types of things that you might feel in the groin area or in the testicular area that don't necessarily mean that it's cancer, okay? Other symptoms of testicular cancer may go unnoticed until the cancer has spread to other parts of the body. So you want to make sure you're doing these monthly testicular self-examinations that I'm going to teach you how to do in a few moments. Performed after a warm shower, this can help detect the cancer at an early stage. And I'll explain to you why a warm shower in a few minutes. And also when it's more likely to be successfully treated. This is when we want to find these challenges, okay? Some of the symptoms, okay? All right. Painless lump or swelling on either testicle. If detected early, a testicular tumor may be about the size of a pea or a marble, but it can grow much larger. Any lump, enlargement, hardness, pain, or tenderness in the testicle should be evaluated by a doctor as soon as possible. Pain or discomfort with or without swelling in a testicle or your scrotum. The pain can be caused by many different conditions, including an infection, injury, twisting, or cancer. So if you are a cyclist, you know, you want to make sure that you have something, an ergonomically correct seat. We don't want to have any challenges associated with bike riding, okay? You could have, again, an infection in your testicle called orchitis. That infection of the epididymis that could be also there. If an infection is suspected, the patient may be given a prescription for antibiotics. If the antibiotics don't solve the problem, then tests for testicular cancer are often needed. So again, everything isn't doom and gloom. We just want to find out in the first place, as soon as possible, all right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about preventing testicular cancer. And we've got about 20 good minutes remaining in the show here. Let me continue with my comments here as it relates to some of the symptoms. You may have a change in the way the testicle feels or a feeling of heaviness in the scrotum. For example, one testicle may be firm, more firm than the other testicle. Or testicular cancer may cause the testicle to grow bigger or to become smaller. So we really want to be paying attention to this. You might have that dull ache in the lower abdomen or groin, sudden buildup of fluid in the scrotum. You might have breast tenderness or your breasts begin to grow. This is, now guys, I'm sure listening to that, you start noticing breasts growing, I think that should get your attention, okay? Although rare, some testicular tumors produce hormones that cause breast tenderness or growth of breast tissue, okay? You could have lower back pain, shortness of breath, chest pain, a bloody sputum or phlegm. These can be symptoms of later stage testicular cancer, but many other diseases can also cause these symptoms. So, again, being mindful of your health is very important. You could also be dealing with swelling in one or both legs or shortness of breath from a blood clot, and this can be symptoms of testicular cancer. A blood clot in a large vein is called a deep venous thrombosis or a DVT. A blood clot in the artery in the lung is called a pulmonary embolism and can cause the shortness of breath. And for some young and middle-aged men, developing a blood clot can maybe be that first sign of developing testicular cancer. So if you go in and you're getting, who knows, your doctor may say you've got a DVT. You might not even associate that with testicular cancer. So this is, again, something I'm stressing to you to be mindful of your overall health. If you've got that diagnosis of a DVT or a pulmonary embolism, you might want to say, hey, Mr. Doctor, can you check me out for some other things? Because now you have the knowledge that says to you, this could be my first sign that I could be developing testicular cancer. All right? So this is what I want you to really, really be mindful of. Okay? All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, as I am talking about preventing testicular cancer for all of the guys out there that mean so much to us, so near and dear to our hearts. We want to make sure that we don't have any challenges as it relates to this type of cancer or any other cancer, all right? All righty here. Now, we talked about some of the tests here, and I know I'm going to have time, but let me just stress this to you again. Some of the things, because guys are somewhat challenged as it relates to going to the doctor. Men have a tendency to kind of just put things off. You know, you don't want to be viewed as whiny, wimpy. You know, I'm not going to the doctor. I can just tough this out. Guys, some things you can't tough out. You know, it's definitely more intelligent to go get yourself checked out. Find out what's going on. I mean, men, your maintainers, your providers, so we don't want to have that stress of worrying about your health. So sometimes men have those little bolder heads and they don't want to listen. And guys, please don't do that. Just go check yourself out. It's much easier to find out in the first place. Don't take the mindset, well, if I don't know about it, then I'm good. It'll go away. Doesn't work that way, folks. It does not work that way, okay? All righty, 347-426-3469, finding testicular cancer early. Let me just comment on that again very briefly before I get into the self-examination, because I know you're all sitting on the edges of your seat waiting for that. All righty. The detection. Most often, testicular cancer can be detected at an early stage, and men often find the cancer, you know, themselves while performing the self-examination. Some doctors recommend the men from ages 15 to 55 perform a monthly self-examination to identify any changes. Okay, so I like that time span of 15 to 55. Now, my logic is, guys, you were born with these organs. So my son's 13. I'm not going to exclude him from this. He's got testicles. So he can start at 13. Once you learn how to master this and you've attained the knowledge of how to do this, I say start right then and there. That could be a five-year-old. Because stranger things have been known to happen. Just because you're not in this age range, again, doesn't mean something can't be developing. So, guys, if you've got the goods, and I think you do, just start doing your exams, all right? Now, some testicular cancers may not cause symptoms, as I mentioned before, and may go undetected until they have spread to other parts of the body. And men who notice a lump, hardness, enlargement, pain, or any other change in one or both of their testicles, please, please, please visit your doctor immediately. And if you're concerned about any of the symptoms and signs that I've mentioned to you, you know, just, you know, find someone that you trust. Find someone that you're comfortable with and talk to them. Your doctor should ask you how long and how often you've been experiencing the symptoms in addition to some other questions. This is just going to help to find out the cause of the problem, and this is just how we diagnose, okay? And if the cancer is diagnosed, revealing symptoms remains an important part of the cancer care and your treatment, so don't hide things. You know, if you've had any kind of bleeding or anything that's going to be a factor as far as your health care, don't hide it. Don't hide that from it. It's very critical that you share as much information. Be sure to talk with a healthcare team about your symptoms you're experiencing, any new symptoms or changes that you might develop also. All right? So just, guys, don't be hard-headed. All right? Stop it. Just stop it. There's some hard-headed women now. Trust me. I've encountered plenty of them in 20 years, but we just don't want to take that approach when we're talking about our health, all right, folks? All righty here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. I am cruising on down the road here. We are at 1046 here. Got about 14 minutes remaining in the show, so I am going to do this right now. If you've missed the first portion of the show and the first portion of the halftime, or excuse me, the second half of the show, please go back and listen to the show via archive and get the information that you have missed. And also, you can always reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. So, the moment we've all been waiting for, the guys are sitting there. I mean, some of the ladies, you could, ladies, now, not being funny, not being graphic, but this is something, if the guys are too squeamish to do it, then ladies, you know what, you might say, okay, sweetie, I'll do the exam for you. And, you know, it's better than not doing it at all. Someone needs to do the exam, okay? I'm just saying, someone's got to do it. So if it's going to detect cancer and find out what's going on, go for it. So, the testicular self-exam, very simple, very easy, privacy of your own home, your own space. You don't have to worry about anyone peeking in, watching you, okay? All righty. Now, again, I mentioned testicular cancer. It's very rare, but it has a high cure rate and is more easily treated in the early stages, so it's really important for you to recognize these changes in your testicles. And it's recommended that you perform the testicular self-examination, particularly, you know, even if you've had testicular cancer or currently being treated for it. So don't stop doing these exams. And this is because cancer may develop in the other testicle. So if you've only been diagnosed with it in one testicle, we want to continue to examine the other testicle to make sure it's not spreading, okay? Again, those risk factors, all men should test your testicles, please, regularly become familiar with the usual feel of your testicles so that you know when there's a change. So, guys, you know, there's so many jokes that just wrote themselves for this show, but I'm taking the high road. Make sure that you are feeling your testicles on a regular basis. And men who have a history of undescended testicles at birth or men who are infertile, you're at a greater risk of testicular cancer. And these men should be very vigilant and regularly examine their testicles for unusual lumps and swelling. All right? So checking your testicles, guys. Boy, testicles, my goodness. I'm tired of saying it, quite frankly. But we're going to refer to this as your TSE, your testicular self-exam, just so I don't have to say testicles or testicular again. Your TSE only takes a minute, okay? You should aim to perform your TSE about once every 4 weeks or so. Now, I'm just saying, I recommend to my female patients to do self-Brex exam as often as they can, because why not? So when you're taking your shower daily, you can do it. It's not going to hurt anything, and you're going to become very familiar with any abnormalities that you might notice, okay? So you choose a day that's easy to remember if you're opting for doing it every 4 weeks, like the first day of every calendar month. If you've been treated for testicular cancer, you should also still examine the testicles, because you have a 1 in 25 chance of developing cancer in other areas. So we, again, want to make sure we are examining both testicles and other areas of the body. Now, I'm going to give you this. This is the quick and dirty of the testicle anatomy, okay, in case you don't know, because I can't assume that everyone knows everything that's out there in listener land. So I always like to educate and inform you. So I'm going to give you just the testicle anatomy real quick. And you'd be surprised as to people that are in their 50s and 60s that really don't know their bodies and know the anatomy, all right? So the anatomy of the testicle includes, we have the testicle, which is that small oval-shaped sex gland that produces sex hormones and sperm. And another term for testicle is your testes. Okay, then we have our epididymis. This is a small series of tubes attached to the back of the testicle that collect and store sperm. The epididymis, it connects to a larger tube called the vas deferens, okay? Then we have our scrotum. This is the skin sac that houses the testicles. Sperm production needs a temperature around, we've got to have it a little bit lower than a 98.6 body temperature, and which is why the testicles are located outside of the scrotum. They need to be cooler. So this is why men shouldn't do hot tubs, and we don't want this area getting overheated. It needs to be at least between 10 degrees lower. So we're talking about an 88.6, if not lower. We want to make sure this area stays cool, guys, all right? We also don't want to wear tight underwear. This is going to be very restrictive. Remember, we've got these small tubes attached to the testicles. We don't want to squeeze this area, because not only because it's not comfortable, but now we could be damaging the anatomy of the testicle, okay? The characteristics of a healthy testicle. Again, becoming familiar with the look, the feel, the shape of the testicles, this will help you notice any abnormalities. All right, some of the characteristics I want you to look out for include: each testicle feels like a smooth, firm egg. All right, one testicle tends to hang lower than the other. All right, and then one testicle may be slightly larger than the other. This is normal, guys. All right. There is no pain or discomfort when the testicles or the scrotum are handled gently, okay? So these are the characteristics of a healthy testicle. You need to, and before I say what I'm going to say, I'm not even going to say it just yet. You always want to make sure that you're doing this after a warm shower, okay? Let me say this very quickly here, because we are about at, looking at my clock here, 8 minutes before. I've got two different clocks here. I don't know what the deal is on that. We'll find out, won't we? All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. As we are closing out the show, talking about preventing testicular cancer, please go back and listen to the archive if you've missed any portion of the show. All right, let me tell you guys how to do this very briefly, how to perform your TSE. Generally, the procedure includes, and this is, ladies, if you want to do it, go for it. You want to make sure your scrotum is warm and relaxed. You may like to perform the TSE after showering or bathing. Again, that bath should not be super hot, guys. It also may help to do the TSE in front of a mirror so you can see as well as feel what you're doing. Remember I said one of them is going to be slightly larger, one of your testicles, and one's going to hang a little bit lower. So you want to see. You want to check one testicle first, then the other. You gently roll one testicle using the fingers and thumbs of both hands. Okay, so you want to gently just kind of roll it. I wish we had Skype capabilities because I could actually show you, but we don't need all that going on. Thank you very much. Well, you want to feel along the underside of the scrotum to find the epididymis that sits in back of the testicles. It should feel like a little bunch of tightly coiled tubes, so we want to examine this as well. And then we want to perform the TSC on the other testicle. This should take you less than 1 minute. The TSC shouldn't be painful or uncomfortable. And if you're experiencing any discomfort, try to be more gentle. You know, don't, you know, this is fragile cargo, guys. We don't need to try to be all rough with it. So we want to do this properly. And again, we're looking for the lump or the swelling in or on the testicle itself. We want to look for changes in the testicular size, change in the testicular shape. We also want to look for that change in the consistency or the feel of the testicle. Remember, it's going to feel like a very smooth egg. So if you want to practice, guys, and I know it might sound silly, but when you go home, go and grab an egg and just feel what a smooth egg should feel like. This is what your TSC should feel like when you are performing it on yourself. And if someone else is performing it on you, this is an intimate partner. Now, I'm not, I just want you to get the exam. I don't care who's doing it. You want to make sure that they know what to look out for as well. Okay? So let me close out the show very briefly saying this to you as we've got a few minutes just to recap something. Testicular conditions other than cancer. Let me stress this to you again. It's important to remember that testicular cancer is relatively uncommon, so don't panic if you find a lump or anything else that seems unusual. You see your doc for a prompt diagnosis as soon as possible. Again, some of those non-cancerous conditions that may affect your testicles include a cyst. A cyst is just an abnormal but harmless collection of fluid. You could have varicose veins, believe it or not. About 8% of men have varicose veins in their scrotums. You could also have a blood clot by trauma or injury to the testicles or your scrotum. And this is so important as you're riding bicycles and doing things. You don't want any trauma to the area. This is really important, guys. I think you know that at this point. You could have an infection of the testicles or both testicles that is going to cause inflammation and pain. So this is going to be something that needs to be treated with antibiotics. You could also have something called a testicular torsion. This is the cord that attaches the testicle to the body. The body twists and cuts off the blood supply. This is extremely painful, and it's a condition that needs urgent medical condition. And then I mentioned also to you the undescended testicles. This is either one or both testicles are missing from the scrotum and are lodged inside of the lower abdomen. Premature and low-weight newborn boys are most prone to undescended testicles. And this condition is known to increase the chance of testicular cancer later on in life, as you can imagine. So in case you didn't know what undescended testicles was, because I referred to it early in the show, that kind of broke it down a little bit more for you. Of course, you always contact your doctor, your healthcare provider, as far as where to get help and things to remember. Those TSEs, those testicular self-examinations, only takes a minute, and help can detect these abnormalities. Being familiar with the look, the feel, and the shape of the testicles will help you notice any changes early. And, of course, as I always stress to you, see your doctor for any prompt diagnosis of any testicular lumps or swellings. So, see, it's not that difficult. It's not that bad. It wasn't that invasive. This is going to be that first step to take. You're doing it on a regular basis. If you begin to notice something, then you say, you know what, let me call my doctor. Let me schedule some blood work. Let me get on in there to find out what's going on. And if you're doing this and other examinations of yourself on a regular basis, that early detection, everything from cancer to whatever the case may be, is going to be your best advocate for getting the outcome that we all want, which is keeping you here happy, healthy, and alive. Whew! So guess what, folks? It's done raining, and guess what, folks? I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so you know what I'm about to do here. I'm about to shut it down. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Of course, each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, mark your clocks and your calendars to see what I'll be talking about here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you can always reach me at 313-897-7257. And, of course, you can go to www.drruthlstevens.com. Feel free to follow me on Twitter as well as LinkedIn for more information. You guys, make sure you take care of yourself, take care of each other, make it a great week. Stay happy and healthy, and have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.